Hello, this is Ken with Patch King Drywall.
Hey, Ken, it's Amy Nelson, your account lead. I was actually finishing up a meeting when you called in, so I didn't check the voicemail yet.
Oh, okay, good. I just asked you to give me a call back, so that's you can disregard that.
Okay.
I got a call this morning from the Google Guarantee people, and I told them to let's just go live, so I authorized the $800 and some odd, $870, I think.
Right.
And I just wanted to be sure I did it correctly because they, of course, they said they had me under the handyman status, which I'm not sure if that's the right status for us.
It is.
But they have us under handyman, and then they went through a list of, like, do we, you know, hang TVs and do all this kind of stuff. I said, no.
Right.
But I did agree to repair drywall, and I don't know, there was one other term, patch and hang drywall or something like that. And then also I said interior painting. I think I would like to remove interior painting because if we get calls for interior painting, I may not be able to. I don't have – we do interior painting, but we don't want people calling us for it. Put it that way.
Got it. Understood. Okay. Yeah, you did everything correctly. You are under the handyman. I know we had a huge conversation, and there was a lot to take in that information. But, yes, the handyman vertical is the correct vertical for you because that's what covers you for drywall. So let me go ahead and let them know that you would like to take off the painting.
Right. So this way, when we get calls, it will be just drywall related, and I think that's what we want. I don't think there was an option for repair plaster or a plaster.
No, there's nothing yet for plaster.
Yeah, so the handyman has kind of preset categories, it sounds like, and you really, you know, you can't create your own. You have to just go with one of those presets. Yeah.
Correct. So you can do handyman as a whole and then all the subcategories within it, or you can pick and choose like you've done. So those are options for you. Line, let's remove the indoor paint option as a service he offers once. No calls for that. Okay, so I've got that taken care of. Now, I do remember, I believe, that when we had spoken, you had mentioned something about maybe some flooring. Did you want calls for flooring or no?
No, basically, if they call us for drywall and they're doing their basement, we'll do flooring for them. We've got some people do it. It's still kind of up in the air whether or not I've got, you know, enough guys to be able to do that. So I really don't want people calling us for that. It's not really a, it's one of the things we can offer to people if they already, you know, have us in there.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Well, if you want to add it in at any point, you have the option to do that. You know that. So you can update or change or say you want to offer painting indoors and outdoors or you want to upgrade. You have the ability to do that anytime. Okay.
I do have another question. Let me see here. Let me make a little thing here. I noticed, I see two things. One says CPL 6675. So I guess that's cost per lead. That's what CPL
sir.
Is, right? And MMB is 869. What's MMB mean?
Minimum monthly budget, the 870.
Now that's minimum. So what happens if it goes over? Is there a maximum budget?
It won't go over your budget. So that's the minimum budget to start, remember? So if you want, if the budget will never, once your 870 is exhausted, it will not go over that at all. There's no accidental charges, not like your card is just hooked up to some feed where it just continually charges. We only put the 870 into the budget. Now that's the minimum to start it. In the event that you wanted to, you could increase that. Say you wanted 14 leads in a month or, you know, 25 leads in a month, then you would obviously increase the budget according to what it is that you wanted. So it's just the amount to get started, okay?
Okay. So this is going to get us little, maybe 12, 13, 14 leads, something like that,
Yeah, between 12 and 13 leads, yes, sir.
Right. Okay, and they said I can call any time to turn it off if I want. If we want to, I did change it. They originally were going to do it on Monday through Friday and including Saturday. And I said, really, I don't want to take a chance on missing some leads on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to keep it off on Saturday.
Okay.
And, so I can expect that I'm not going to get one of these leads at 7 o'clock at night my time and miss it accidentally, right?
Correct. If that's off, if that's your off hours, the hours that you're not listed, remember, you will still be listed on the Google Guarantee listing, but you won't be charged for a lead if they call you from that section because your leads are off at that point. So you would rotate to the bottom with your green check mark off.
Okay. And as far as the Google Guarantee leads, I know you showed me one time mm-hmm. some people that are doing these. Will I be able to see the ads so I can see an example of what's going on out there once you got my ads created?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Once it's up and running, then you absolutely will be able to view it at any time. Let me take a look here. Hold on just a second. Let me see a couple of things.
And I assume my website is up and running right now. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It sure
and
is.
Then at what point do we have a discussion on, you know, changes we want to make to it or whatever?
Oh,
how does that
whenever you want, whenever you'd like to have that conversation, if you want to have that conversation right away, then we absolutely can. Yeah, you can take a look. The website's up and running. PatchKing.com is up and going for you. It's looking good. And then, of course, any adjustments, changes, anything that you want done to that is going to be made. Oh, they got a picture of you and the guys. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That
nice.
Really is us.
Yeah, that is
yeah.
you. I remember the first conversation we had, you were like, that's not really us.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So, let me just take a look at a couple of things here. Hold on. Okay, and then, let me see. I want to see what's up so far.
Yeah, I was, one thing that I was wondering, so I'm assuming that they have, make sure that everything loads fast and whatever. Mm-hmm. Have we been able to hook up our booking app? Is booking on there right now? Yeah, book online. So that should work. What's the difference between book online and schedule? You get two little buttons there.
I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. The website is not my like super area of expertise. So that would be a question for the website department, which I can schedule a call from Celine to go over the things with you if you'd like.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you in front of the
corner?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I just had to get rid of a call, but my other just question is, I probably would like to have a go over with somebody, but I guess we should wait for my sister Kathy to get back. She has a lot of input on.
Okay.
On our website and how it
okay.
goes.
Sure.
The other thing is our logo. Mm-hmm. It just seems rather small. I don't know. Is that
okay.
normal for that pack, for that logo to be that small?
Well, we just took what you had given to us, and I had them take the phone number off of it because you wanted that.
Right.
So we can enlarge it. We can, yeah. All those adjustments are easy fixes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the background picture on this, I think, is rather dark.
Okay.
Which. I know that it sets off the other stuff because of that, but one thing I kind of did like about our other website that we had, when you open it up, you got this big, you know, it's a human being. I think people like to see humans.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was kind of bright. Even though it's the wrong kind of human, he had a hat on, he had a drill, which is not what we do.
Right.
Hard hat with a drill. But anyway, I do think that we can give more input on this, or I think we
yes.
even have our dashboard where we can go in and change the pictures ourselves at that
yes.
point, right?
Absolutely. All those things are true. We can change it for you. You could, like making the logo bigger, you obviously aren't going to be able to do that unless you resize your logo, send it in, you know, make all those things. So we could probably make
right.
the logo bigger easier than you can. Not that you can't do it. Obviously you can, but it would probably
right.
be easier to have us take care of that. But to get the exact dimensions and what you want, so that way we can do it all in one fell swoop, and then I don't have to call you back and say, okay, well, I know you don't want this picture, but which picture do you want, or those sorts of things. Like, I think it's better to just schedule the call with Celine when you and Kathy both would be able, we could do a conference call for you guys.
Okay, yeah, I think that would be good. And I noticed we do have a scrolling of our, you know, like five-star reviews and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that somehow, I'm not quite sure how you guys do that, but it's going to be four-star or better, I'm assuming, or all five-star?
Yes, it's five-stars that load, the ones that load to the site. So what we do is we actually attach the Google, those are directly from your Google listing. So we don't like pick and choose. When we attach the website to the Google Business Profile, it automatically loads five-star reviews straight to it. That was the only thing that would be showing on the website because we ran
so
that website elsewhere.
It's not going to bring in the two-star, one-star reviews. Those aren't going to across there.
No, absolutely not. Yeah. So your question was, what's the difference between the scheduling and the booking online, right?
Right.
Okay. Scheduling button.
They're right underneath each other in a blue dot, you know.
Yep.
But one says book online, the other one says schedule. So.
Yep.
Maybe.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm sure if I click on it, I'll probably see the difference. I haven't even done that. With the other question is, I see PatsKingDrywall.com. That's good. Now all of our business cards, everything we hand out to everybody, says PatsKingDrywall.com.
Okay.
So
we're doing the forwarding, right?
That's what I want to check. Yeah, see that has not forwarded. That still takes us right to our old website.
Right. Okay.
And there are a lot of things on our old website that I really do like. I even like the little utensils that they have, you know, that has plaster repair, drywall repair, all those little tools.
Okay.
I think those are pretty cool, and I would like to incorporate that in our bit. So before we lose this one, I do think that we could have a meeting with your website people, and before we get this linked over, that we definitely have, you know, go through what we want from this website that we like.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's do this. How about today is Wednesday? What do you think about a call tomorrow around 2, between 2 and 3?
Probably. My sister Kathy just left for a 9-day vacation in Florida, so she's just won't be back until I think at least a week from this Wednesday. So I would have to say it would have to be like Thursday or Friday of next week or Monday or Tuesday of the week after that.
Okay.
So,
okay, so you want to wait for all those changes to be made for almost 2 weeks?
Yeah, you know, we've been living with this for a long time, but I do know, I guess, I do wonder, though, you know, most people out there, if they look us up everywhere, if they go to anything online, are they going to see PatsKingDrywall.com? I mean, are they going to, I'm just not sure which websites they're going to end up going to when they click on things.
Right, right.
So, you know, it's a little confusing. I guess until this is really directed over, we have no guarantee that they're going to go to the proper website.
What I'm thinking is that, I mean, it's just my personal, which you obviously are entitled to wait or change, make any change that you want to, Ken. But for me personally, what I would say is let us, it's taking them to the PatchKing.com. When I look your business name up, when I just put in Patch King Drywall, Mason, Ohio, and I pull up your Google Business Profile and I click on the website, it shows the website that we've built is the one that's popping up. So,
that's the one.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is for some of these smaller changes, like the things that you do want from the old site, knowing the difference between scheduling and booking, like these things is like a 30-minute phone call or less. I would suggest let us go ahead and get that out of the way, and then when you want a deeper dive with Kathy, then we can do that as well.
Okay, so...
Unless you really, truly just want to wait completely.
Would we still have access... Would we all still have access to see this? If we have this redirect over there, can we, like, undo the redirect for just a little bit so we can kind of view both of them and...
I'm not sure about that. I think that once it's redirected, probably not. So whatever things it is that you want from that other, other site, we're probably going to want to get them sooner rather than later, only because I do see in the notes here that you asked for the redirect. So I don't know how long that, that takes. I wish I had a better answer besides I don't know on that particular thing. I'm sorry that I don't have a better answer for you, but that's literally just going to be a question for the website department. He's looking to expand the business.
Well, are you able to put a hold on the redirect and say do not redirect yet?
My site revisions. Yes. Yes, I can absolutely do that.
I'm just wondering, even though you've got the redirect, if I go into my GoDaddy account, would I be able to still see my old website that was there?
I don't know.
Okay. But if you can ask, I don't know if there's someone I can talk to about that. Maybe I should talk to somebody from your website department pretty quickly. Somebody that really can answer those kind of questions.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Those specific type of questions.
Yes.
Are a bit
for
more
those
important.
Kind of questions, I think I better get taken care of. Quickly.
Let me.
I'm available at your earliest convenience. So if it'd be even later today or tomorrow, that'd be great.
Okay.
Either way, I'm wide open today, wide open tomorrow.
Okay, so I have something. I'm going to notate that. I'm going to see if I can get an answer for you right now on that about a time. But are you in front of the computer?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Open the incognito window for me, like I showed you before.
Yep. Here we go. Incognito, new incognito window. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I'm there.
And then punch in Patch King, punch in just a second because I just got it up. Stand by. I did the handyman. So if you look handyman in Mason, and then you're gonna click on the Google guarantee section.
Handyman. Do I type the word in as well or just handyman Mason?
I put the word in as well, yes.
In Mason, Ohio? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Handyman in Mason, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
And then click when the Google guarantee punches at the top, then you can put in, you can click the more where it says more handyman. Okay. So the first result.
I'm talking about in my Google search. Button.
Yeah. So the Google search, it should have produced the search, right? And then it says, sponsored handyman Mason, Google guaranteed, right?
Right.
And then it says Wolfhurst painting, right?
Oh, I see. Then it says that little more handyman. Down.
Yeah, click that.
Okay.
And you are like the third or fourth one down on my search results. Your ad's already showing. It's live.
Yeah, we're about on mine. I come up. Let's see here. There's Rock Creek Renovation, Help Plumbing, Delta Pro Painters, Painter Cincinnati, Pro Improvements, Five Star Painting, Serta Pro Painters, Wolf Force Painting, then there's Patch King.
Mm-hmm. So that's under handyman. Now back that out and go in and put, I put drywall install in Mason, Ohio.
Okay. Drywall install.
Mm-hmm.
Mason, Ohio. Okay, handyman come up. And then more handyman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many down?
Then we are three. Wolfhurst Painting, Pro Improvement Services, and Patch King.
Yeah.
And the reason that we're coming up in that kind of order right now. I mean, I don't even think our program's actually up and running, or is it? Is it?
It is.
Running?
That's what I'm telling you. Is it is? You're 8 days in, and your Google Guarantee is already live and completely running.
Okay, so
I'm like ecstatic right now. Like that's freaking amazing, Ken.
Yeah. Is it? Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know
like
what
my
expect,
team,
but.
Like they really put the pedal to the metal for you, and they made it happen like very quickly. Of course, it's a relationship, like I told you from the beginning, because we couldn't do it without you giving us all the proper information and processing and being so responsive. But this is what happens when you're that responsive. We're able to make it happen very quickly. You see?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So then I see, when I see my ad, it says call or share.
So you can click where it says Patch King Drywall. And then you can see your actual, you can see your profile.
Mm-hmm. Install drywall, repair drywall, serves Mason in nearby areas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I can see the areas that it is there.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati, Loveland, Milford, Montgomery, Covington, Mason, Kenwood. Okay. All right. That's good.
It's good, right?
Yeah. That's good. That's good. So, we'll see how this all turns out here. Hopefully it'll go. So
all right. Ms. Celine's gotten back to me as well, and she said the earliest she can get to you is going to be 11:30 your time tomorrow.
Let's do it. All right. I got you.
Yep. And thank you so much
for
the glowing recommendation.
That's going to be with a website designer. Is that who I'll be talking to?
Yes. You'll be talking to Celine. So the other day, Celine was the one who was supposed to take your call for the website, but she was unable to because she was actually very ill. So she had another agent call and take care of it. So it's going to be perfect because she's the one that you'll be working with regularly on changes or updates or things like that.
Celine. Got it.
Okay.
All right. 11:30 tomorrow. That's great. We need that call. That'll be great. So.
You got it.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, did I see on your website, you guys are an Inc. 500 company. Is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's impressive. So, I didn't know you guys were, that big, or I don't know what it takes to become an Inc. 500, but it sounds pretty impressive to me.
I'm not exactly sure what it takes either. They had it when I got here, but we're about 100 employees or 70, let's see here, 78 employees total. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We're 78 employees total. So we're 83 members total in the general chat. So we're decent size, but we're not gigantic, you know, not so big that we don't know everybody's name.
There you go. I like it. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. Looks like we're making some headway there. I'm looking forward to the call tomorrow too, 11:30. Sounds great.
All right. You got it. Talk to you later, Ken.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.